Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on protecting one's tongue and the prohibition of ghibat. Today we start a new chapter, Babu tahrimi sima'il ghibati wa amri man sami'a ghibatan muharramatan bi raddiha wal inkari ala qailiha fa in ajaza aw lam yuqbal minhu faraqa dhalika al majlis in amkanahu. The chapter on the prohibition of listening to backbiting, the command for a person who hears backbiting to refute it and prevent the speaker from speaking or saying this, whatever backbiting he is doing. So the person that is hearing it, if he is unable to do this, in other words, if he is unable to refute and prevent the speaker, then what he should do so, or this person he is unable to do it, or his objection is completely ignored, he should leave that gathering if it is possible. So there is a difference between the chapter that we did and the chapter that we are doing. The chapter that we did is where a person is prohibited himself from speaking, backbiting, using the tongue for wrong things. Here we are not, person himself is not talking or making the ghibat, but he is a listener. So here he is a passive participant, there he was an active participant in the previous chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, to differentiate between the two, he brought a new chapter here. This is the chapter where he is listening, he is not speaking, but he is listening. What should he do in a situation like that? So the first thing he explains is prohibition to listening. So like how there is prohibition in speaking ghibat, there is also prohibition to listen to ghibat, number one. And the person who hears this ghibat, this backbiting taking place, what should he do? The first is he should try and refute it and prevent that speaker. Don't speak, don't make this ghibat that you're making. If he's unable to do so, or he's being ignored, he's trying to stop the person that is making ghibat, or the people that are making ghibat, and they're ignoring him, what should he do? He should leave that gathering, if it is possible. So just as backbiting is forbidden, listening to backbiting is also forbidden. If a person hears backbiting, he should do the following. A person listens and he happens to hear people making gossip and backbiting, he should do the following four things. Number one, he should not form evil thoughts about the person whose evil qualities are mentioned. Number two, he should not mention these qualities to others. Number three, he should realize that the person who engaged in backbiting has committed a major sin and his speech is therefore not reliable in any case. And number four, he should attempt to defend the honor of his Muslim brother. If he cannot do so, he should immediately leave that gathering, showing his dislike for it. If his iman is weak and does not permit him to object by leaving, he should excuse himself in some other way and leave. If one is forced to remain in that gathering, he should engage in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala and istighfar, and he should regard the action of backbiting as evil. Remember, as we explained before, this is referring to where a person, some person has got, for example, a personal guna, a personal sin, something that is affecting him, and other people are gossiping about that. For example, a person may be not in the habit of reading salah, and now there's a gathering that's taking place, and now they are expounding this fault of his, that this person, for example, his name is Ibrahim. If Ibrahim does not read salah, and he misses his salah, now that got nothing to do with these people. They shouldn't be speaking about it. However, as we explained before, where there is a person who's of public danger, either to the iman of other people or to the wealth of other people, then to mention it in public also, there is nothing wrong. For example, a person may be a thief, he may be a fraudster, he may be conning people. Then for these people now to mention that, be careful of Ibrahim, he has conned many people, he has cheated many people, he has defrauded many people, then there is no harm. Why this won't be regarded as ghibat? It's because we are now warning other people to be careful so that their wealth doesn't go. Or this person may be a person that is propagating the wrong things. He may be propagating, for example, television, or he may be propagating interfaith or intermingling or other things that are detrimental to the iman of people. Then now to mention that, be careful of this person, for example, Ibrahim, he's propagating and he's promoting the wrong things, that won't be regarded as ghibat. In fact, that is necessary to warn people that be careful of such a person because of his wrong beliefs. So this is something that is different. Here it is speaking about people who have their own internal faults, and now we are discussing it and we are advertising it and we're making ghibat, then to even sit and listen, this also is wrong. A person shouldn't think that, now I'm not talking, I'm just listening. Isn't such a thing as you just listening? And this is one of the dangers of the social media groups that take place. It's often a person says, I'm not saying anything, I'm just listening to, I'm just reading all these messages of gossip here and there. That also is being a participant in this gossip. So therefore we should take heed and take advice. If we are unable to stop it, better thing is to leave that group and move away from there, so that we save our ears and we save our heart and mind from thinking evil of another person unnecessarily. قال الله تعالى وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ in Surah Qasas. Allah Ta'ala says that when they hear futile talk, in other words, when they hear wrong, when they hear futile talk, they turn away from it. Speaking about the people of Iman, this is one quality of theirs, is when they listen to futile talk, what do? They don't remain there and enjoy it. أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ, they turn away from it. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ in Surah Mu'minun. Allah is extolling and praising the qualities of the believers. Allah Ta'ala mentions one of their qualities. What is this one quality? Those who turn away from futility. Those who turn away from futility, evil, they don't stay there. In other words, they move away from there. So this is a great quality of a believer, is when wrong is taking place, he's not a participant and deliberately goes there, he moves away from there. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. In Surah Isra, Allah Ta'ala says, indeed questioning shall take place with regards to the ears, the eyes and the hearts. And this ayat of the Quran is telling us that what will be questioned? The ears, the eyes and the heart. In other words, these things are not talking, they are not making the ghibat, but they are now listening and being a participant to that ghibat. So these parts of your body also will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Something for us to take very, very seriously. What we look at, that also the eyes will give gawah. The eyes will be witness on the day of Qiyamah to what we saw, what our hearts were thinking and what we had inside, all that dirt, that malice, that jealousy, that hatred, that greed, all that will be shown on the day of Qiyamah. And the first part of the ayat, inna sam'a, the ears also will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. This ayat should make us very, be very concerned that we shouldn't think that these things are all innocent, looking, listening, and a person thinking via his heart or having all that other evil in his heart is a small thing. It's a serious thing when these part of the body will start giving answers on the day of Qiyamah, then how a person will get exposed. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, last ayat before we do the ahadith, inshallah the ahadith will start tomorrow. The last ayat for today, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. In Surah An'am, Allah Ta'ala says, when you see those who engross themselves with our verses, in other words, the verses of the Quran, now they're debating and they're arguing and they are going against the verses of the Quran Sharif. So now they're having a discussion. You see people having a discussion and they're saying all things that are wrong as far as the Quran Sharif is being said. So what Allah Ta'ala says, that they turn away from them. In other words, they move away from them until they engage in some other talk. Now these people, they stop doing what they're doing, then you can join them again. Should shaitan cause you to forget, then after recalling, do not sit with the unjust people. This last part, فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Do not sit with the unjust people. So this part of the ayat is telling us and teaching us, like the first part of the ayat, is that when people are doing evil, what we must do? We must move away. We don't sit with them and we don't be with them. There is an exceptional circumstance. For example, a person is in an aeroplane. And you find in an aeroplane some people are drinking, some people are watching movies, some people are listening to music. Now that's an environment where a person can't move away. When he can't move away, now that is a different environment. He doesn't take any enjoyment. And in his heart he makes istighfar that he has to be there for those moments while that flight is in progress. He's not taking any type of enjoyment. If he had that opportunity, or that first opportunity comes to move away from those people that are sinning, he does this. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq for making amal. Look at our deen, how beautiful. Sometimes we think in our innocence, no, I'll just go there, or I'll just go and see what's happening, I don't want to be part of it. But this is teaching us that a true person, a person of true iman, He doesn't even be there. He moves away from where the sin is taking place. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.